This is Pulse 2, Match Day Live.
It's going to be an in-swinger, corner of the 18-yard box from Billy Clark. Whipped in there, chance goal! And it's Kelvin Mellor, and City have the breakthrough. And it looked oh so simple for the Bantams. They've struggled for goals. How easy with that? Hits him on the back of the head from 4 yards out and hits the back of the net. Oh, there's Scannell, little drag from Scannell. He's squaring up Ogilvy. Go on, take him on, he does. Drags it back right across goal, and it's hacked clear in the end by O'Neill. Again, great crossing. We saw that so many times at Bristol Rovers and at Coventry. Charles Cook staring up Mellor. There's two in the box here. On the turn, it's wide in the end. It was a little clever dink, that one, from the 14. Campbell Clark, little flick around the corners. Sent Scannell on his bike. He's over the top, and he's got the pace up Fuller. He had a yard on him. He just couldn't quite get the run. Oh, Hawley should have thumped that, but he was trying to be clever. It was actually very good from the goalkeeper. Here's Scannell from O'Brien. He's got Mellor on the other, galloping forward. Good touch. He's gone to the byline, pulls it back. Couldn't get on the end of it, Billy Clark. Here's Anderson. It was a good play from Clark, and Anderson driving. He gives it to Scannell. The Scannell's on his bike. It's still Scannell. In comes cross. Anderson pokes it over. Wasn't quite ready. Foul on Wilson, surely. Ball comes in. What's the referee given? Yeah? Well, he's given it. Well, he's going to have a word with his linesman on this near side. It's a lofty ball in. Wilson went to claim. Turns it in. Everyone watches. It falls to O'Brien on his right foot. Tees it up for Wood. Drives it in. Scannell. Oh, it's a great block from Ogilvy. I tell you what, I'm not sure the keeper would have adjusted the feet for that. Now they don't want to take a risk and just throw him on, do they? So he's been sort of warming up for 10, 15 minutes. Here's a chance for Cook. Edge of the area, it's down the side of the bar. Wilson beating all ends up. Charles Cook a whisker away from putting Gillingham in front. It's their only real sort of opportunity since the goal. And it was almost a second. Interesting to see whether he puts Owen Doyle up front with Miller. There's a little flick around the corner. Gets away from his man. Might be a chance. Brilliant block. Who was that? It was Anthony O'Connor. Holy, pops it long. And the referee, well, he adds 1 second above the four. City have stopped the rock. Seven on the spin. They've avoided an eighth consecutive defeat. Probably deserved more. But the full-time score here is City 1, Gillingham 1.
This is Pulse 2, Match Day Live.